All right, I'm Andrew Gribble here with Dustin Fox, and we're live at Senior Bowl, day one of practices. The North team is midway through the practice, and Dustin, this is a two-quarterback team in terms of exposure with Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. Kind of the star attractions here when not every year you get this kind of quarterback play at this game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see these guys. The buzz is all about these two quarterbacks. It's rare that you get two stars like this, guys who are projected to go possibly in the top 10, and really that's been all the buzz so far, is just watching these quarterbacks, seeing who's going to be able to come out here and compete. And Josh Allen is the story too, because he played at Wyoming, and so now he has a chance against the top competition to show that he can play, he can ball out against these guys.
Yeah, it was kind of unofficially Josh Allen day here in Mobile, because one, Baker Mayfield wasn't here at the media day, so big swarms of reporters were around Josh Allen, and two, he's really become kind of the big name, especially with the Browns, because Mel Kiper Jr. last week projected him as the number one pick in the draft, and a lot of that can change. John Dorsey talked about it today. It's way too early to prognosticate, but Dustin, what makes Josh Allen a potential number one pick?
6'5", 230 pounds. He looks the part. You know, in Cleveland, we faced Big Ben for all these years, and he's had all that success. Joe Flacco is another quarterback who has that size, and I think scouts are really just kind of drooling over the potential. I mean, you look at him, and he's got even more room to, I think, grow. He's got an excellent arm. He can make all the throws, which is obviously what you look for, but he's been wildly inaccurate. 57% completion percentage throughout his career. That's got to change. That's got to improve. He's a good kid. He's very humble. We had a chance to interview him on my radio show this week, and he's excited about the opportunity. He's ready to embrace the challenge and again, opportunity to maybe come be the franchise game changer for the Cleveland Browns.
And with Baker Mayfield, it seems like he is a guy that it's impressive that he's here in general, because he's proven everything he can on the field. John Dorsey mentioned that he likes that he is just playing and showing he can be a competitive kind of guy. What do you think he can even do here, though, to prove those doubters wrong, that he's maybe not the undersized quarterback that teams worry about?
Well, I'm not surprised he's here. I think Mayfield needs a week like this. He needs to come out here and show that he can compete, that he can do it. And the thing about Mayfield is he plays in that Big 12 spread style of offense, and there's been so much critique about guys coming out of that system having success at the next level. So this week for him, it's all about learning an NFL offense, taking some snaps under center, and being able to come out here and practice and execute. And he's been so accurate in his career in that offense where guys are running wide open at times. Well, it's going to be a little bit different this week. A lot more press man coverage, some of the top corners and safeties in the entire country.
It's just getting started at the Senior Bowl. Day two is tomorrow, and then day three, the final day of practice, is on Thursday. We'll have you covered at ClevelandBrowns.com throughout the rest of the week.